Welcome back to another edition of the PA Chamber's All Business Podcast. My name is Alex Halper. I'm the Senior Vice President for Government Affairs, and we are truly honored today to be joined by the Lieutenant Governor for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Austin Davis. Mr. Governor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you.
Also joining us, and we are thrilled to be with Andrea Heberlein, Executive Director for the Early Learning Investment Commission. Andrea has been a friend of the PA Chamber for many years, and we're really excited to be here to have a conversation about Pennsylvania's workforce, about childcare, and how childcare plays into addressing some of the challenges that employers have experienced with childcare. Governor, you are involved in the Early Learning Investment Commission. Can you talk a little bit about that involvement?
Yeah, so I was super excited that a few months ago, the governor appointed me to be the co-chair of the Early Learning Investment Commission, which is really exciting because we know early learning, childcare is critical to our economy here in Pennsylvania. And so it really gave me an opportunity to help bring business leaders together, public sector leaders together, to talk about an issue that is challenging many Pennsylvanians and many Americans in this country. And as somebody who's newly embarking on that journey, I have experience of it firsthand right now.
Well, I do have to ask, how is the family? And you are the proud father of a new daughter. Could you talk a little bit about that,
yeah,
that experience?
So my daughter Harper is 8 months old now, and she is doing fantastic. She's learning something new every day. She said her first words, which of course were dada, about a week ago. And so she's bouncing, she's exploring, she's rolling over now, but she's doing great. And so my wife and I are both working professionals. And so we have had to have a lot of hard discussions about childcare and about, you know, where our daughter is going to spend her time. Right now we have a kind of a mix going on of a babysitter that comes to our house and then family pitching in. But, you know, as she gets closer to that 1 year mark, it's going to change and she'll be in a more structured setting. And so that's the conversation that, you know, many Pennsylvanians are having every day.
Absolutely. Andrew, maybe we can take a step back and talk a little bit about the Early Learning Investment Commission. What is the commission?
Sure, absolutely. And I just have to say, I'm really excited for you and your family.
Thank you. It is
a really exciting time. And also, you are experiencing firsthand what the Pennsylvania Early Learning Investment Commissioners know is that those early years are just so formative with brain development.
Yeah.
You know, you can just see every day, I'm sure, is something new. And so this was formed in 2008 under the Rendell administration. And it was right around the time when Pennsylvania was really recognizing the connection between quality early learning and childcare, and also the health and safety requirements. So the OCDEL was formed to be able to bridge these two really important components of a child's earliest years. And so the government understood that we would need to engage non-traditional stakeholders in advancing both public and private investments in quality early learning. And so we have gone through several governors, and it really is key having both our public sector and our private sectors working together in order to really create equitable access to affordable, quality early learning.
And I will say the PA Chamber has been honored to serve on the Early Learning Investment Commission for many years now. And we've also worked together on different projects. In fact,
That's right.
We recently partnered to conduct a survey of Pennsylvania employers related to childcare. Can you tell the audience a little bit about the results of that survey?
Sure. And Alex, like you said, we have had a really great relationship with the Pennsylvania Chamber, even going back to 2021, whenever we partnered with the Pennsylvania Chamber to do the first economic impact study. And what we found was that Pennsylvania loses $3.5 billion annually as a result of insufficient childcare. And so we were really pleased to be able to partner with the Chamber on that study. And then most recently, we did a kind of a look again at what was happening at the landscape with Pennsylvania businesses. And what we found is that employers are absolutely experiencing recruitment and retention issues because of lack of childcare. We also see that businesses are really kind of changing the way that they're framing childcare issues from being not necessarily so much a family issue, but understanding that this is affecting their bottom line because of studies that we've done like this. And we're seeing that businesses are saying that they want to do a better job of helping their working families. And what we know is that the Commonwealth has a lot of resources that are available. A lot of businesses don't know that this is a resource that they can direct their families to. So we're really working to get that word out.
Just to add to that, I think as we come out of the pandemic, I think family structures have really changed during that course of time. And so folks have prioritized more family time. Their patterns have changed. And I think businesses have been trying to or are going to have to adjust to people prioritizing their families and the sheer cost of early learning and childcare, that the burden that it puts on the families. If you're trying to recruit a workforce back to the office, if you're trying to get new employees, companies are going to have to work with families to make sure they're helping to create that balance. Because, you know, as a parent, your child is the most important person in your life, and you want to make sure that they're cared for and that they're taken care of while you have a career at the same time. And what we've learned from the pandemic is that companies are going to have to be more receptive to helping people find that balance.
Yeah, we saw from the survey results and just anecdotally from employers that many are thinking more creatively than ever about how they support their workforce, how they address some of their workforce needs like childcare. Governor, in your role, you know, you're traveling all over the Commonwealth, meeting with a lot of businesses. Have you seen in your travels examples or any themes from those visits with employers of how they're working to address childcare and what it looks like on the ground?
Yeah, you know, I went and visited the Pittsburgh International Airport a few months ago, and I really think they're a leader on this early learning and childcare issue. They took what was a former space, you know, I don't know if it was an office space or something, but they transformed it into an early learning center for their employees. And it's a state-of-the-art facility that's available to the employees of the airport who can bring their children who are on site, who are getting a high-quality learning experience while their employees work. And we had heard from employees who were there that there were employees who were moving from other states specifically because they had this early learning center and they knew their children would be close, they'd be cared for, and they'd be getting an excellent learning experience while they were able to balance a career and a job. And so I would say that that is the model that stands out the most to me as I've traveled the Commonwealth and looked at these early learning centers and looked at what employers are doing.
So I guess the question, and that is encouraging to hear, especially when we also hear anecdotally about people leaving Pennsylvania, the fact that you have an employer developing benefits and solutions that are attracting people to the Commonwealth, that is wonderful to hear. I guess the question, and Andrea, you talked about the survey and the fact that a lot of employers don't know what resources already exist today to help them address and work with their people to address their childcare needs. So I guess two-part question, what are some of those resources? And two, you know, how can we all do a better job of disseminating that information, those resources to Pennsylvania's business community and families?
Yeah, so having an on-site childcare center, that really is the gold star, right? And when you do it with intentionality, I think it's just absolutely brilliant. What we're finding, though, is that a lot of Pennsylvania businesses thought, oh, if I want to help my my employees with, you know, that are working families, that's the only option we have. And quite honestly, it's not. For some businesses, it works great, is a fantastic option. But what we know is that there's actually like a continuum of options that employers can really adopt, everything from information and referral, letting their employees know where are the resources that exist within the state, but with also within their own community. Looking at the benefit package, you know, are you offering certain things like dependent care flexible spending accounts that can really offset the cost of childcare? We know that flexible schedules for a lot of employers can make a big difference to families. And then we kind of go a little bit further with businesses who have an opportunity to combine with other businesses and thinking about if it's not appropriate to open our own on-site childcare center, can we combine with neighboring businesses to do a near-site childcare center or partner with local existing childcare providers. So there are a lot of examples that happen in Pennsylvania. And as a result of our survey saying that, you know, businesses really could use some help understanding what those options are, we did create Investments in Caring PA, which is an online toolkit especially for Pennsylvania businesses, where they can see, okay, here are the income guidelines for Pre-K Count, which is Pennsylvania's free, high-quality pre-kindergarten program. A lot of entry-level workers qualify for that, but they don't know.
No.
Same thing with Head Start. Same thing with child care subsidies. Again, Pennsylvania has a subsidy program that helps families afford quality child care. A lot of times they don't know, but we felt that if businesses and HR departments were able to kind of access these resources very easily, they could pass it on to their working families. In fact, we even have a working family toolkit that makes it even easier to do so. So those are some of the examples of how just Investments in Caring PA can help businesses be greater aware of what those resources are, as well as innovative practices that are happening across the Commonwealth to give them ideas, and also technical assistance if there are businesses that would like to explore some more intensive options but don't know where to begin. We have consultants in Pennsylvania that can help with that work.
I will say it is a great resource, and we've disseminated the website to our members and know that they've incorporated it into their packages to their new people, and so really encourage businesses to check it out.
Yep.
You know, we talk a lot about childcare from a kind of workforce perspective of what parents need.
Yes.
But Andrea, you also mentioned how quality early learning, how critical that is to young Pennsylvanians as they develop this kind of base understanding of the world and knowledge that will take them into their educational lives and hopefully successful careers. You know, Governor, you have an 8-month-old at home who is, I'm sure, just an absolute sponge learning so much. Can you talk a little bit about this other side of the childcare discussion about how we're hopefully setting ourselves up for success individually and as a Commonwealth for the long term?
Yeah, you know, young people, so much development happens in that short period of time. I think over 90% of a young person's brain development happens before the age of 8. And so it's important in those formative years, both as a parent and as a Commonwealth, that we're supporting young learners in their development through early learning centers, through making sure they have access to programs that stimulate their minds and help that growth. You know, there's over 1 million interactions that happen by the time a child is, 11 years old before their personal natural interactions or natural connections. And so, you know, we need to make sure we're creating programs for everyone, right? Not just the child of the lieutenant governor, but, you know, a working parent who may be doing a lower wage job, who's an hourly worker, making sure that their child has the same opportunity to grow and develop and that we're setting them on a path for success. Because ultimately, I think we'll end up with a phenomenal workforce, but we'll also end up attracting more people to Pennsylvania who are looking for that. And, you know, we're blessed to have a lot of seniors in Pennsylvania to be one of the older states, but we need to make sure we're attracting young people and young families here to continue to grow our population.
Well, Governor Davis, I want to thank you for your work in this area and thank you for joining us today. Andrea, it's just been a pleasure working with you for all these years. I know you are passionate for this important cause, and we just appreciate your service on behalf of the Commonwealth and all of our employers. This has been another edition of the PA Chamber's All Business Podcast. Join us for the next one.
Thank you for listening to the All Business Podcast from the Pennsylvania Chamber. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. With almost 10,000 member organizations, the Pennsylvania Chamber advocates for job creation and greater prosperity across the Commonwealth. Visit our website at pachamber.org to learn more about us, our members, and how to become part of the statewide voice of business. We'll see you next time.